Hello and welcome to Family by Law with Brian Aldridge. I am Brian Aldridge. I am sick. I'm sick. I got back from the road. I had good time in Harris, Michigan and Rochester, Minnesota. We had good shows. I'll talk about them next time when I'm back. Carlina took the role of host and she did a great interview with the producer, Brian. And also they played a fun game at the back end. I hope you enjoy, and I will be back next week when I'm feeling better.
Hello and welcome to Family by Law with Brian Aldridge. Well, this week without Brian Aldridge, but it's okay because we got the next best Brian to take his place. We got our producer, KB, better known as Brian Martinez, with a Y, folks, with a Y. Very important.
I know.
Yes, there's a Y in Martinez. Yeah, yep. Very important differentiation. All right. Anyways, so today, Without our normal host, I will be filling in, moved up from our permanent co-host to the semi-permanent host. It's a soft launch. Anyways, so today we're going to be talking about our well-known producer, I feel as though doesn't get enough time on the air. He doesn't get enough talking as I cut him off.
Can I say that?
No.
Okay. I much rather have the producer role. Can I still be producer Brian?
You can still be producer Brian.
Okay, I'll talk a little bit though.
But we're introducing producer Brian.
Okay.
They're going to see who you really are.
Okay.
Starting, what's your deepest, darkest secret?
I don't have a pinky. I'm just kidding.
Like a pinky toe or a pinky on your finger?
No more about it.
Okay, well, one's obvious and one isn't. I'm looking at your hands.
Don't worry about it.
Okay, anyways. No, but seriously, we're going to talk about, you know, just what it was like. It's kind of a spin-off, if you will, of our last semi-serious episode.
Is this a filler episode?
It's a filler episode.
I knew it.
You're the filler character.
Okay.
You're the auditioning co-host now.
The auditioning.
You gotta be on your best behavior.
Okay.
You're getting marks at the end of this.
You didn't get that.
You don't know. I don't know about your pinky. You don't know about the marks.
All right, fine.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Anyways, so I just wanted to give a little bit of backstory. I feel as though we've mentioned before that we are in a relationship, if you want to call it that.
Okay, yeah.
But I've mentioned before that we are dating, but I feel like we've never really said anything about, you know, how long we've been together or what it was like coming into either of our families or, you know, how it was meeting our very, very popular podcast.
I mean, it's lovely. they knew the important thing that I did karate. So
yeah, they knew you were Karate Brian. Yeah.
Karate Brian, so that's all they needed to know.
I mean, like, yeah, KB, Karate Brian. If you didn't put those together, now you know.
Yeah.
but I think we should run it back. Okay.
My dad's gonna love this. Oh yeah.
not to put you on the spot. When did we start dating? Let's take it back.
It was September 2nd of 2020. That's
100% sure?
Don't do this to me.
Are you 100% sure?
I just did my math. Yes.
You're right.
Stop doing that to me. Okay.
September 2nd of 2020. So we did meet during, what would you say was like the middle of COVID?
I would say it's probably closer to the end.
Closer to the end of Florida COVID.
Florida COVID
was different. Yeah, yeah.
2021.
Because I will say, like, California, New York, other places were still, like, very deep into, like,
I didn't even have my vaccine yet. The vaccine
hadn't come out yet.
But Florida
was like, know, it is what it is.
You guys can start going out now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, honestly, I think when we started dating, I want to say, so September of 2020, mm-hmm. I'm not even sure masks were required in stores anymore.
Like, some stores, yes, but it wasn't, like,
it wasn't, like, law. A hard, yeah, by law, it? Title drop.
No?
Yeah. It wasn't, like, a hard, like, you have to be wear a mask to come in. It was kind of yeah. like, hey, you know, was, if, yeah, if you really wanted to. Do you remember in Florida specifically when, like, some of the stores would have, like, these, like, super, super, like, passive-aggressive signs? It'd be, like, by the Florida mandate, mm-hmm. we have to have you wear a mask against yeah. our will. And it would be, like, written in, like, small text under it.
Yeah.
And then you'd walk in and everyone... Yeah. And then you'd, like, walk in and everyone would have it, like, under their chin.
I saw so many people that just had it, like... It only covered their mouth.
Yeah.
It was just, like,
yeah.
a tiny little mask. I'm like, that, okay.
Yeah. No, and Florida was really good at, like, making you feel bad. If you, like, were worried about COVID, they were like, what are you worried about?
After a certain point, it felt like we were being shunned.
They just pulled a reverse.
Masks. Yeah.
They just reversed it.
Yeah, after a certain point, yeah.
Imagine how powerful Florida would be if we had good intentions. We could control the whole state.
No, don't give them ideas.
Okay, okay. But, I mean, I would say it worked out. I mean, obviously it worked out, unless, you know, you got secret plans on me.
No, I'm chilling.
But I would say it worked out. I mean, I think I would definitely consider myself as, like, an introspective. Uh-huh. I mean, sure, but I meant to say introvert. I would say I'm, like, a pretty introverted person, and I would say you probably are, too.
Yeah, I would say so, yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, we weren't really... I mean, I feel like a lot of people's first dates and stuff are like, oh, let's go clubbing. I mean, is this, like, a terrible rendition of, like, a 2000s rom-com? Like, do people actually go on first dates to, like, a club?
I have never heard of anyone that goes to the club.
Okay, ignore me.
I think, like, maybe, like, restaurants.
I live in Britney Spears' world. Anyway. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, so... Not, like, a club, but, you know, you're going out, you're doing yeah. social gatherings, maybe mm-hmm. you're going to, like, a fair together, or, like, an event.
Yeah.
Or something. I feel like that really wasn't our thing.
Nope, not at all.
Yeah. I will say, though, that I think the intro... I keep wanting to say introspective.
Uh-huh.
Apparently, we just need to be introspective.
I don't know what that means.
It means, okay. like, looking into yourself, like, oh! knowing yourself.
Maybe I should do that.
The introverted side of us. I think okay. it worked out, though, because, I mean, like, what? I mean, okay.
We went to our favorite place ever.
Chick-fil-A?
Oh, I thought you were going to say Target.
Oh, Target? Yeah.
That's a big thing.
Well, because I was a little hungry, okay? I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But, no, we went to Target and Chick-fil-A, and then we went on a walk by the pier, right? Yeah. I mean, yeah. I feel like it's kind of like, I mean, that's, like, what old people do. As, like, their
Are
daily
you saying
routine.
That we may be possibly old people.
I think we might be.
But teenagers.
I mean, like, the 60-year-olds down the block, I feel like that's just what their Sunday looks like.
I mean,
not Sunday, because Chick-fil-A would be closed. They're Saturday.
Exactly. I have no problem with that, so I'm chilling.
Are you going to be doing the same thing in, like, 60 years?
I mean, if Target's still a thing, then I'm fine with that.
Why would Target not still be a thing?
I don't know how it's gonna go. We got balloons.
If you have stock in Target, pull out now.
We are not giving you any advice on the Target or anything.
I mean, I am.
Okay.
Pull out of your Target stock. But yeah, and so I don't know, I think it worked out. And I think also, I mean, I think even there was a take a shot every time I say I think there was a research study on couples that met and friendships that met during COVID. They accelerated, like, way quicker than, like, couples before or after COVID. I'm just gonna say it was a Harvard study, because I think that's what it was.
Yeah,
but uh-huh. It usually is. It's usually Harvard.
Something else.
The guys. Anyways, but I think it was, and I think, I mean, I would say that worked for our relationship, wouldn't you?
think so.
I think our relationship grew pretty fast. We grew pretty comfortable with each other pretty quickly.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't have to, like, talk. I mean, we talked over text.
Just no talking.
I meant, like...
no talking.
The awkward stuff.
The awkward phase. We didn't really go through that very much. We kind of, like, got to know each other and then really, like, got to know each other and figured out that we were into it.
Carlina did know about the pinky thing by the second day, but
I did.
She's just pretending.
I did. But you no do pinky. But you do have a pinky. Like, let's not
the real truth is
they're gonna imagine you're like a pirate with like no pinky.
I'll tell them the real scoop.
Okay.
My pinkies are bent. That's it.
You don't say.
Yeah.
You got a dislocated pinky?
It's a permanent dislocated. Double jointed or whatever.
You're double jointed? Yeah, I'm double jointed.
I got double jointed.
You can throw your little pinky around your thumb. Like that.
Okay, we're getting off.
Well, they can't see it. Okay.
This is not a visual podcast.
Anyways, you don't know that. They have a visual in their minds. I draw a very amazing picture of mind images. Anyways, but we moved pretty quick. We moved pretty fast. And I think we were pretty fast to meet each other's families and stuff like that. So I want to know, when I told you, oh, my stepdad is like a comedian, what was your takeaway from that? Like, what did you...
So, if I remember correctly, I was like, oh...
Like Kevin Hart?
No. I was like, oh, what's his name? And then you sent me, like, I think a link or something? And
I sent you watched, Kevin
like,
Hart?
I oh my god. I watched, like... this is the first time I've watched, like, YouTube clips.
You found Bert Kreischer.
No.
You found Bert Kreischer on Netflix special, and you were like, this guy's great.
Nope, that's him. Yep.
Anyways. Okay, you can talk now. Sorry.
Yeah, I was like, oh, that's cool. And I just, I think I looked him up and saw, like, YouTube clips. And I'm like, oh, this is funny. This is good.
Yeah.
And then...
glad he got your seal of approval.
And I think you said, like, when I meet him, I gotta, like, be, like, I gotta shake his hand.
Oh,
like,
I did tell you need to shake his hand.
Okay, I gotta, I'm gonna be intimidated, you know, all the
words. Oh, I never said you'd be intimidated. No, okay. I'm sorry.
This was going through my mind. I'm like, okay, I gotta shake his hand. I gotta be like, yes, sir. Yes, sir. And then immediately I still, like, said it, but, like, it was completely different.
It was? It was a little different?
Just a little bit.
Bert Kreischer wasn't a serious guy? I would have guessed it. I did tell you have to shake his hand, though, because I think our producer, Brian Aldridge...
Yeah.
If you guys didn't know, he's been in a car with Little Rel. Our producer, Ryan Aldridge, would contest that he takes a handshake very seriously. Like, he will, like, judge people based on handshakes. Seriously. Through and through. Never met someone so worked up about it. So that was my only serious note, but, like, I knew he was gonna be pretty relaxed.
Yeah. Well, I didn't know.
You gotta keep you on your toes, man. That's what I do with this podcast. Mm-hmm. No, as we start to, like, I'm going to make my own podcast. You're going to be an auditioning co-host. I could replace you any second. Jesus. Okay. I could get Seuss in here. Okay. Seuss is our dog, in case you guys didn't know that for context.
I knew Seuss.
But, yeah. And I think that, okay, I guess what I'm just asking is, like, when I've talked to Bri, when I tell people, oh, he's a comedian, they instantly think that he's either like, oh, so he has no money, or he's like selling out shows.
Yeah.
Did you kind of realize there was like a middle point, or were you like, man, I'm getting into money?
See, I didn't know.
You didn't know?
I had no idea.
So you had no reference point?
That's why I looked him up. I'm like, okay, well, is he like... Does he have YouTube clips? He does. Okay, well, then that's good. We're chilling.
So you just took it basis by basis.
Yeah, just, you know, little by little.
You're like, God, Bert Kreischer's really good at this stuff, man. He should have, like, a Netflix special. Okay, yeah. And, I mean, okay. I think that's good. I think that's good. I mean, I think that it was good that you didn't go in with expectations or anything like that. And I don't know, how do you think I was meeting your family?
I mean, I know how you were.
I mean, I guess you were there.
I mean...
I guess you were there.
You were a little stressed. For some reason, you thought you just had to speak Spanish just the entire time.
Okay, let's not act like your parents' first language isn't Spanish.
I mean, yes, but they speak English
too. I understand that they speak English, but you have to understand it's intimidating.
I know.
What if both of my parents, what if Bert Kreischer spoke fluent Arabic? And my mom spoke fluent Arabic.
I mean,
and I was like, "Hey, just so you know, they know like a little English, but their main thing is Arabic."
I mean, if we can communicate like English, I'll start speaking Spanish, and maybe it'll just work out.
There's some overlap.
Yeah,
I was gonna say, I feel like you would just start naming Arabic foods. And you'd be like, that one sounds good.
That sounds very delicious. You know how to make that. I will make Puerto Rican food if you can make that, and then we're good.
I think that's fair. No, and then, I don't know, man. I feel like we clicked very well. And, I mean, obviously you clicked with our producer pretty well. And obviously you came part of, like, our family and everything, and... Are there any, like, major differences you feel, like, from your first expectations to, like, now having been almost 3 years?
I don't think I have... Now I don't have to really say yes, sir. I don't...
Now! It only took 3 years! Only took 3 years for Bright Kreischer to loosen the ropes!
I kind of just show up at the house... I'm like, hey, did you see this thing about, I don't know, basketball player, football player?
Mm-hmm.
And then we just talk about stuff. So, yeah. I mean.
And I mean, I will say, I don't think this is outing you to say. I will say that I think that you definitely do, like, research on, like, your common interests to, like, keep a conversation going. You're like, I'm prepared. He's going to ask about football. I got the football stats.
I mean, like. I am an honorary Bears fan this season.
Yeah. So. I wouldn't even say you're honorary. You're a full-blown Bears fan at this point. Yeah, you contributed to a Walter Payton jersey.
Yeah, you're right.
You're a full-blown Bear.
So, yeah.
I felt the pain
of the Bears as well this season. So,
yeah.
You know, true Bears fan. Now, every time I see anybody wearing Bears stuff, I just go, Bears.
That's a true story. We did see someone at the store the other day wearing a Bears hat, and both instinctively went, Bears.
Bears.
Bears. Bears. Yeah, you bleed orange and blue. Is that the Bears colors?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you bleed orange and blue. Cut you open right now, there's a bear in it.
What if I told you Brian Martinez had that bear in him? Bears.
Go Bears.
Go Bears.
All right. Anyways, that was our Bears segment sponsored by the Bears.
Yeah. Okay.
So, I mean, I would say, over the course of the 3 years, I feel like this is just turning into a very one-sided interview.
I'm going to start asking you questions.
No, I mean, go ahead. You're auditioning, though.
Oh.
That's usually for the end when I'm like, do you have any questions for me? We're not at that part yet.
And then you cut me off?
Yeah.
Oh, wait, no, sorry.
No, we'll save it for our next podcast. But anyways, so I think over the course of the 3 years, obviously, like, we've both grown and changed a lot and everything like that. Would you say that it's become, and you can answer honestly to this, it's become easier to deal with me?
With you?
Yeah.
You know, that's a...
It's a loaded question.
This is a question I gotta answer carefully.
let me clarify.
It was always easy.
Good answer. Good answer. It's like Family Feud. Good answer. But I would say, let me clarify. I mean, like, okay, when I told you, hey, I'm gonna start a podcast with our producer, were you like, oh man, that's an idea? Or were you like, I think that's a great idea, let's do it.
I signed myself up for the producer role.
You did kind of sign yourself up, but we also kind of forced it on you.
Yeah, I was like, oh, you know, you guys can like do this and this and that, and then you guys, okay, so you're the producer, come here, come sit down.
Well, because you have good input, we gotta have you.
Yeah.
I'm usually around.
With my big whiteboard. Writing down stuff.
So, I mean, like, let's say this, like, blows up, you know. We get 10,000 million followers by tomorrow.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm going to become a stand-up comedian. Okay. What's your reaction to that?
Okay.
Okay.
Can I go on tour with you or wherever?
No.
Oh.
Absolutely not.
Well, that's kind of like... Okay, well.
Okay, I guess you can come. But would you become a comedian?
I am not built for that.
That's
all y'all. I am
let me
not
tell you, built for Let that. Me tell you what you're missing. You don't have enough trauma yet. I mean, we gotta build some. Gotta add some. Gotta create some stories.
Gotta fill a couple of careers. anyways. Yeah, I'm not built for that, and I just couldn't do it.
Yeah. I mean, I understand. I mean, and then, okay, so I guess building off of that, over the course of the last 3 years, have you gained more of an interest in comedy? Have you started to, like it more, understand it more?
I think I have seen more comedy specials ever than in my entire life.
We had, what, 17 years to make up for? We had to condense it down.
The amount of rom-coms I've seen is...
This is blasphemy?
No. Okay, I love rom-coms. Blasphemy? I love rom-coms.
No, you don't.
I've seen... I do.
You do. You appreciate them.
Every Ryan Reynolds rom-com. I've already seen it. Okay? But...
Okay, well, you, I'm sorry. This is a rom-com household.
Listen, I know.
This is a rom-com household.
Every single time Netflix comes out with a rom-com...
If I could spin us meeting into it being a rom-com, I would tell people the rom-com version.
I am sure you will write a book or something about it in the future, and it will become a rom-com.
Do not tempt me.
I know.
Do you know how much rom-com information I have? It's a bit obsessive.
You guys have built a rom-com on here.
That's true.
So.
What was it called? Jingle All the Way?
Oh, yeah. There
Jingle
we go.
All the Way.
Yeah.
Yeah. If I could spin that into, like, being KB and me, well, I mean, me and... Yeah, you get it. You get it. If I could make our story rom-comified...
Karate Brian on the movie?
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Gotta be.
Okay.
Commit to the bit. All right. Yeah.
Fair enough.
Anyways... But I mean, over the course of the years, and I know you haven't met like a ton of comedians, but because it has been like COVID and stuff has been shut down, but as Bri, our producer, is starting to like go on more shows, and you're starting to see more people and be to more shows and stuff like that, do you think that it's like influenced you to like more comedy or understand it better?
Oh, for sure. Like, now I can see a joke coming.
Yeah, you don't get blindsided by it.
Instead of just being, like, the one person in the room that doesn't get the joke and doesn't see it. Still, like, the fourth or third funniest person in the room most of the time. But, yeah.
It's okay. I'm still usually the second.
I know. When Brian isn't here, well, then it's...
When neither Brians are here, I'm freaking hilarious talking to myself.
Oh, no, I'm second all the time.
You know how many hilarious jokes Seuss has heard?
Just you and Seuss.
Just me and Seuss cracking it up, man. You have no idea how funny I am behind closed doors. But no, and I think it's been cool. Do you think that your family has like liked comedy more? I know that they always kind of liked comedy, but do you think they like... actually enjoy it now?
I mean, they've always liked, like, they've gone to like comedy shows on their own, mm-hmm. and stuff. Usually I'm just not invited, but now I'm inviting them.
Switching it up, a switcheroo.
They usually listen to comedy podcasts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we make them come to the show to pay our bills. We're like, guys, you don't get it. Oh yeah, that's where our families met. Was that a comedy show?
Yeah.
Bri's comedy show at that. Bert Kreischer's comedy show is where our families met. It's really crazy how it all connects together like that. All right. Well, we're gonna take a small break, you know. And when we come back, I have a very, very special guest, one that I've been referencing throughout the entire show. the one and only true producer of our show, Burt Crystals, is coming onto the podcast, and we're going to have him interview KB on the spot about his comedy knowledge. And if he fails, he's no longer our auditioning podcast anymore. And then I threw the coffee right at her face and I said, we're recording. Anyways. Yeah. So our guest, Burt Crystals, could not come on because he said he's too famous to drop everything and do a podcast for a guy that he did a show with in a Mexican club in Indiana.
Indianapolis.
Those are the same place. Those are the same place.
Yeah, that's the same thing.
Are they not in the same state?
Don't ask. Anyways.
Those are in the same state. I swear to God they are. They gotta be. Indianapolis and Indiana?
I don't know.
Gotta be.
Yeah.
Right, anyways, he said he's too good for us. Mm-hmm. I don't know why he'd think that. So instead, you got let off easy. And we're doing a would you rather section of our podcast. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So... No grilling you on comedy. We're just going to put you on the spot. You okay. Better be funny.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. You got one chance to make it.
I will try. If not, I'll go back to producer.
Oh, okay. I mean, it's a small blowback. What? There was a Disney movie that said that. It was like, wait, no. That's an Eminem song, isn't it? It's like, you got one shot.
Yes.
Why yes, did I is. Think it was Disney?
Yes, it is.
Who live in that song? Your yes. Mom's spaghetti's on the line.
Okay.
Okay. So, going back on focus, I guess, we'll do our would you rather. And so, right off the bat, we know I'm an animal lover through mm-hmm. and through.
Uh-huh.
So I was thinking, and we were talking about languages earlier and all that stuff. So I was thinking... Yeah. Would you rather be able to speak to animals or know all languages?
See, we've talked a little bit about this, but we'll go a little bit deeper into this one. I would much rather know all languages than speak to animals. I know there's so many benefits to both. I mean, like, you can become Dr. Doolittle. You can...
Hear me out on this.
Uh-huh.
You are... In a movie we just saw, Cocaine Bear.
Yeah.
And
that bear would be.
You are about to die.
Uh huh. Yes.
And you could just tell him, "Hey man," or "Hey lady, you're on drugs. Yeah. Chill out. Don't kill me." And they'd be like, "Oh, you know what? You're so right." Or you could like know how to talk.
Listen.
Or you could like know how to talk to a French guy. Like, you know, I just feel like you gotta weigh your options.
He chose French. But then again, if I know how to speak to animals, I'm going straight to a lab somewhere. I'm going to be experimented on. How do you know how to speak to animals? Which animals? All animals?
Why aliens? Are you telling them?
Huh?
Why are you telling anyone?
Because they're, I don't know, they got lasers.
You're talking to snitch animals? Talking to snakes?
Uh-huh. Anyways, or I could just go all across the world and just be able to speak to anybody.
Okay, but just,
this is like it's fluent in both.
It's fluent? It's, okay, so you're telling fluent. Me you're no, telling me you languages. Don't want to know what our podcast has to say.
I just don't think Marcy Podcat has.
How dare you disclose her real name? How dare you? Cut it out.
Producer, cut that out. Podcat, I just don't think that she would have much to say. She's sleeping all the time.
Wow.
She's sleeping all the time.
Wow. Just because she's a woman?
That, okay. You gonna flip that?
Just because she's a woman cat, what she has to say isn't important? And she's lazy?
I said she wouldn't have much to say.
And sleeping? Oh, so it's not important. She doesn't have much to say. Wow. True colors.
Okay, would you listen to what Seuss has to say?
I would.
He would be constantly saying, feed me. Can I have pets?
Okay, but if I can talk to him, I can talk back to him and be like, shh.
he would keep going.
That's true. But, you know, I feel like also you can speak to animals, though. So you could, like, go to the Amazon rainforest and just be fine. Well, I guess speaking to them doesn't necessarily mean that they, like, agree with you.
They're not going to listen. I can go anywhere in the United States, and if I say something, they might not listen.
Okay, but if you go to, like, what's, like, a war-torn country? If you go to Russia...
Ooh, okay.
And you start speaking like fluent Russian, that doesn't mean that they're just like gonna agree with you. They're gonna be like, bada, 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 and like kill you.
Is that you? The benefits is that you know all languages. You can travel the world and get around. You can do anything.
Hear me out, though. You're telling me you're never gonna
have to use Google Translator.
But you are never gonna have peace of mind in an airport ever again.
Because happens constantly when I'm going to Puerto Rico.
Okay, but not just Puerto Rico. Any international airport, you're going to hear all kinds of stuff. You're going to hear people talking about you in 7 different languages.
Okay.
Like, look at that guy over there.
I can talk back to them in whatever languages.
And they're going to be like, they're going to double down on it and be like, yeah, man, you look dumb.
Okay.
Yeah.
But then you have to know that our podcast may not or may like you. What if he doesn't like you? What if...
How dare you accuse me of that?
What if all those dogs you like...
Stop it right now. You shut your mouth. You shut your mouth.
Okay. I took it too far.
You know what?
No.
You tell me a cute little golden retriever comes up to you and looks you dead in the eye and is like, you smell bad. You're not going to start crying?
I would absolutely.
So that's
why I would much rather I know all the languages.
But you're okay with walking around an airport and hearing a bunch of Russian men be like, he looks weak.
I mean, that happens all the time with Spanish people anyways. Have you heard Spanish people?
No, I don't speak Spanish.
Well, I do. I hear it all the time.
Well, maybe Spanish people are the nicest of the foreign languages.
Okay, you're right. But then I get to talk to the ones that are nice. Mm-hmm.
But, like, what are you going to do with that much information? Like, you know all these languages. What are you going to do with it? Apply to a job?
I can get any job. I could get...
Just because you know all the languages doesn't mean you know how to do everything else. I can know how to say astrophysics in Arabic, but that doesn't mean that...
Huh? Yep.
Wow.
Sorry.
But that doesn't mean that I know how to do astrophysics.
I mean, yes, but then you can get a job as the translator for all the countries.
Translators make like $30,000 a year.
Whoa. There is a listener out there who is a translator, and they're very offended.
Okay, but do they know all the languages? I just feel like it's not that useful of a skill. Also, ignorance is bliss, man.
Moving on to the next question.
Okay.
Would you rather travel forward or back in time?
Forward. I have anxiety. I know what's happened. I want to know what's going to happen.
That's true. And I can't really... argue that much because I've seen sci-fi movies and it always goes wrong when you go backwards in time.
Yeah, you can go in the future and like explore and be like, man, this is cool. I can't wait for this to happen.
Yeah. But then what if you travel forwards in time and you find out that all the dogs have been rebelling against us and they were planning our...
Well, I know whose side to start getting on.
You know what?
Yeah. I mean, you're going to tell me... You know, like, you're like, you travel forward, like, 50 years, and you're like, oh, no, the militias is taking over. And then you come back, you're not going to be like, these militias got a point, man. We should start listening to them.
You know.
We should start understanding them. Okay,
so, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, exactly. You know, like, okay, how far forward in the future would you go?
Let's say, how far forward in the future I would go,
Because I'm not going back in time. I also think back in time would just make me sad.
I mean,
I'd just be like, man, we sucked. Like, more than we already do.
And like, then what if we go forward in time and we're like, man, we suck even more?
We got time to change it.
I guess.
Because, like, so I'm not...
I would travel, like, 50. 50 years, I think, is a solid.
See, you're going 50? I feel like 50 is even a little too scary. I was thinking, I'm going to go, like, 10.
10.
See what the stocks are like. Come back.
You're going that route.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm going to go like 5-10 years, maybe buy some like long-term stock investments, see what's going on.
Some GameStop.
See what's going on with GameStop in about 5-10 years. Read up on some local news, maybe know if there's some like major landmarks I should avoid. All that kind of stuff.
Do I need to move to New Zealand faster?
Right, you know, like stuff like that. Like I'm not trying to like change the world.
Yeah.
Well, and then also, like, I mean, you go back in time, and it's like, what's the big one? Kill Hitler? What if that just makes a worse one? You know, like, I hate history. That's not true. I love history.
Yes, you do.
But no, I don't want to change history, because everything that's happened, we know sucked.
But we don't know what happens when we go forwards in time. What if we change something?
We get rich.
Fair enough. Okay.
Yeah,
fair.
Yeah, okay. That's what happens.
But then we could also go backwards in time.
We've said before, if I had superheroes, I'd be an anti-hero. I'm serving myself.
Yes, I know.
So.
I know. Okay.
Okay, you wanna move on?
Yeah.
Okay, so we agreed that we'll agree to disagree on speaking to animals or knowing all the languages.
Yes.
And then we both agreed that we'll travel forward.
Hold on, go back. Which one did you choose for the animals versus languages?
I've decided that I want to speak to animals.
You want to speak to Seuss right there?
Yeah.
Right next to us?
Can I like, turn it off?
No. The same thing with knowing all the languages. You can't turn it off. Mm-hmm. You gotta hope that they stop talking about you.
Maybe for the sake of longevity, I would know all the languages, but in the short term, I'd much rather be able to talk to animals.
Okay.
In the long term, though, I gotta say I know all languages. I guess it's more useful.
I would instantly just go, I don't know, Japan, China,
but you, like,
anywhere.
Don't get money. Like, you all don't have money.
You don't get money for knowing how to speak to animals.
But, like, it's cool. You know how many animals there are everywhere?
You know how many people there are in the world?
Yeah, but, like, most people
then
speak
English. Then you gotta
speak
to, like, bugs.
I mean, what is our scale of an animal?
We should have learned this in school. Anyways.
Like, any organism? Like, am I gonna hear, like, freaking plankton?
Animals. Well, not plants. Well.
Plankton is a living organism. Does that count as an animal?
Like I said, we should have learned this in school.
That's what I'm saying. So I guess for the sake of simplicity, we'll do know all languages. But like, do you know all languages?
Every single
like sci-fi languages, like whatever they speak in, like Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones speak English. But okay.
They have like a whole made-up language in there.
That's Star Trek.
No, Star Trek does, but Game of Thrones has one too. They have like an entire made-up language.
Okay,
I've seen
the
clips on TikTok.
Okay, well, yes.
Okay. Anyways, so you know all of it. I guess that would be a little easier. I could watch so many foreign films.
That's now you're on track. There
okay. Anyways, so we know all languages. We're traveling forward in times. We're gonna get rich, figure out the stocks, blah 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 blah. Mm-hmm. Now this is a hard one. Would you rather live in a world with no music or no movies?
See, here's the thing.
So you're telling me no movie's going to have, like, a fire soundtrack?
No. That's true. The movies...
Euphoria's
the
gone.
The movies are going to have... Why would you pick that? Okay. Movies are not going to have any music. And then... I don't know which one I'd rather... I'd rather live with music, probably.
Live like, with music?
Yeah, so no movies.
No movies? But because, man, movies are so good.
I know.
But like no soundtrack in like any Deadpool movies? Like that takes away like every action scene, every like cool turn of the event scene, like no.
I think, see, like, is it like, okay, is it banned or is it just doesn't exist? Like the concept
but like,
just
how
doesn't
can
exist.
Music not exist? Because if I go like... That's music.
I mean, yes. I mean, that was terrible. But,
hey.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I guess, like, the concept just doesn't exist.
But, like, how does it not exist? It doesn't make sense.
Okay, well, how does the concept of movies doesn't exist?
No one created a movie screen?
So that's not, that's not.
I mean, yeah.
I mean, like,
okay, theater. It started theater with photos. Exists. Huh? We only have like theater, like Broadway theater, because we only have okay, music.
And then we're just not recording it.
Yeah. So everything is a musical.
Okay. Oh.
Every single movie, Deadpool the musical. That'd actually be kind of funny.
That already happened.
Every single thing would be a musical. You want to watch Game of Thrones? It's musical.
No.
It's musical.
Okay, then I'd just live with movies. I mean,
imagine High School Musical.
I don't.
But it's everything.
I don't want to.
I don't know. I feel like
music. Fine, music, music. I'll live with music.
I feel like I could get down with some musicals.
I don't like musicals that much.
I mean, you'd learn to love it. It's your only choice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I feel like I'm not too much of a movie nerd.
I am, so.
Mm. Avengers the musical.
Oh, Avengers? I mean, that's... sign me up.
All right. Would you rather be able to read minds or teleport? I'm nosy. I say read minds.
Again...
Yeah.
I combine, I know all the languages and can teleport. Perfect. Perfect.
Okay, but if I know all the languages and I can read minds in every single language, I'm unstoppable.
That would, see.
I'm becoming a villain.
Can you block, can you like control it and like.
Yeah, like you choose. Everybody? You choose. Well, like, because you can choose. To, yeah.
Okay.
Because like you can choose who, where to teleport or when to teleport. You don't like randomly wake up and you're like in Japan. You choose when you're going to teleport and where you're going to teleport, so you should be able to whose mind you choose to read and when.
Have you ever seen that one movie called, I think it's called The Jumper or Jumper?
No.
Where, okay, well.
Well.
Basically, he, like, anywhere he's been to or he can see, a picture.
So he's like, the elves from Harry Potter.
Kind of. Well, anywhere he's been to or he has seen a picture of.
Yeah.
He can just teleport to that place.
Oh.
Like he jumps to that place.
Oh.
And like he that's what he and like in the movie he had like a wall of like different.
That's what I was gonna places. Say is I would just have like every single place on my wall.
You have a picture of Japan, boom. Japan.
Yeah, like I would just have every single place on my wall. Like my entire house would be like decorated with like all the stuff.
But that was like what about like just on my phone? What if someone posts a selfie and I can just hello?
That's kind of scary.
It is scary.
Well, it would have to be in live time, because you can't teleport through time, right?
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true, yes.
So I guess if they posted it like 0.03 seconds ago.
Okay, then I'm surprising them and scaring them.
Oh, well, I guess. Shot
if it's in Florida.
Oh yeah, stand your ground, man.
Yep.
But I don't know. I mean, I feel like I'd want to read minds. Like, I know teleporting would be cool or whatever, but then you're teleporting everywhere alone, and then if you want to take anyone, they gotta like
take people.
Well, we didn't say that.
Okay, we'll say that you can hold their hand and they come.
Okay, well that's not fair because then every single person who you touch, you can just take anywhere cool with you.
Yeah.
Okay, you're just leaning this. This is bias.
I don't know what that means, so I don't care.
It's biased. You are to bias.
I know what it
you
means,
beat
but I don't
Kendrick care. Lamar in a rap battle.
Toby?
Yes. No, but I mean, I don't know. I feel like it should just be, like, through and through, you teleport. Only you.
Okay, fine. But then I can, I can, like, teleport inside of a bank and take money. I would be an anti-hero as well.
Yeah, you would be.
Yeah.
I'd rather read minds. I feel like you could do anything with read minds.
Okay.
I'd be like, oh, your password is this. You're gonna give me all your money.
Okay, but then... but then you know everything that everybody is thinking about.
But we already said you can turn it on and off.
You can control it, but like...
But like once you read their mind, you know like everything.
Yeah.
I mean, that's fine. I'm kind of nosy.
Yeah, I know. So
I mean, it just kind of depends. It kind of depends.
That's okay.
I don't know. I feel like I could go either way with read minds or teleport.
Yes.
I feel like I see the advantages of teleporting. But I also want to read minds.
I didn't see this last one.
We're going to do the last Would You Rather on a little fun one. We're going to do...
I can talk about this all day.
Would you only I'm sorry. Would you rather only be able to eat Mexican food or Italian food? And now there's stipulations to this. You can eat authentic Italian food and authentic Mexican food.
Yes.
You can also eat the Americanized versions.
No.
You're telling me you don't like pizza?
I like pizza, but I'd rather...
I said also. It's both.
Oh.
Like, I'm saying, like, if you're starving and you can't find, like, an authentic Italian bistro.
Yeah, fine, I'll go.
You can eat some like, Papa John's and some Chef Boyardee, yeah.
Okay, fine.
You're starving and you're drunk and it's 3 a.m., you can eat some Mexican food.
Some tacos would be great.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
So, like, you can eat the Americanized versions. Like, I'm not limiting you to, like, authentic...
Like, spaghetti.
Authenticity. Yeah, I'm saying, like, you can eat the American versions of stuff. So would you rather eat Mexican food or Italian food?
See...
This one's a hard one.
See, this is a hard one because I have a person in front of me who may or not have Mexican heritage. But...
See, I love
Italian food.
I know, that's the thing, is I love Mexican food. Like, I love Mexican food so much. But Italian food, man, like, I'm trying to think, like, you know, you're never going to have, like, pizza or... I don't know.
And yeah, well, when you pick one, the other one's gone forever.
Yeah, you can't eat it. You can see it, but you can't eat it.
I think I've eaten so much of each one in my life that I can probably live with the other one, without the other one. But, like, I need pizzas in my life, and I also need tacos and quesadillas and all the good stuff.
I know. It's a very hard decision.
And there's so many Italian food that I love. Oh, my. I don't know.
I don't know. This is a hard one.
See, okay. Authentic Mexican food.
It's delicious.
Yes. Or authentic Italian.
Also delicious.
I know that there's the Americanized versions too, but...
That's just for the sake of simplicity.
Yeah.
Like, I'm saying, like, if you're starving, you can eat, like, a quesadilla or, like, some Chef Boyardee.
But then I can go eat some, like... Some worst option, but fettuccine alfredo or like,
yeah. See, I don't know.
So much Italian food.
I'm saying, but there's also so much Mexican food. I mean, like you can eat like Southwest.
I mean, if I'm allergic to corn, I can't eat any of the stuff anyway.
You're not allergic to corn.
I'm not, but my sister is.
But she's not in this equation.
You're right.
Yeah, that was kind of invalid.
sorry, I just wanted to throw that out there.
I would have to go with Mexican food.
I'm picking Italian.
I mean, I think I'd have to go with Mexican food because there's just so many variations that you can eat. And, like, I love a good tortilla. Like, you know, like, give me a tortilla and cheese, man, and I can make a lot happen.
Yeah. And, there's so much Mexican food that's so yummy.
There's so much Mexican food.
I can't eat elote anymore.
Gone.
But then I can't eat lasagna anymore.
I mean, you could make, like, Mexicanified.
said all kinds of it. All kinds of Italian. Because Americanized Italian is...
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Is, like, there's...
You can't Mexicanify the Italian food.
Mm.
You can throw something together that
is close, yeah.
Is like it.
I don't know. I feel like I'd have to go with Mexican food.
I have eaten so much Mexican food, I think I could survive. I think I'm picking Italian.
Yeah, I mean, that's fair. I mean, it's wrong, but it's fair.
I told you I like both.
Yeah, that's true. I think I have to go with Mexican food. I think I like the bases and the roots of it more. I also love spice. I feel like Italian food doesn't always necessarily have a lot of spice in it.
Okay, but have you eaten, like, the most authentic Italian food ever?
I mean, I've tried my best.
Have you been to
I've never
Italy?
Been to Italy, I'm have sorry. You been to Mexico? I'm so sorry. No.
Oh, well then.
I'm a failure.
Either. I'm eating both. Boom.
You haven't been to either of those places.
I have been to other places around it.
Okay, I've been to other places around it.
Where? America.
Same place as you. America, rah.
No, I've been to... How far is France from Italy? I've been to France.
As far away as it is from the plane I flew over Mexico is in. Uh-huh. I was in San Diego.
Uh-huh. Okay.
San Diego is extremely close to Mexico.
That's close enough, yes.
Yeah.
We'll take it. We'll
rah.
Rah.
Yeah. And you were in Paris. You know what? You're going to eat baguettes. That's what you're going to eat.
Okay.
Yeah. You need baguettes for the rest of your life.
And gelato and macaroons. With Italians.
Okay, I'm gonna eat fried ice cream.
You chose the worst option.
Mexican fried ice cream is delicious, I'll let you know.
It's okay.
Wow. Wow. A lot is coming to light here. A lot. Okay.
Anyways.
Right. As our co-host, leave us with some words of encouragement.
Oh, wait. Before we end it.
I'm sorry.
We're going to...
How do you know I didn't mean leave us on this segment?
Oh, my fault.
Continue. Okay. All right. No. Before we go, we will do, since our producer, Brian Aldridge, is not here, we will do 6 degrees of Carlina. And I think that'll be a good way to round it all out.
Okay.
Yeah. It'll be our soft launch into the Carlina podcast. Just slowly getting Brian off of it.
To Cozy Room.
Soft launch to Cozy Room.
Coming soon.
It's a much more relaxed vibe here. Just come and hang out.
To a podcast near you.
To check out your Spotify for the Cozy Room drop. So 6 degrees. As we know, I've never been in a car with Little Rel. I've never worked with Generations of the Wayans. I've never opened for Dave Chappelle. I've never done some of the things that are notary, honorary, as he would say, very humble producer, Brian Aldridge, has maybe done or worked with or things of that nature. So we're going to do a 6 degrees of Carlina Kimber.
Okay.
And we're going to see, you know, maybe I can connect to a few famous people here and there. But we're also just going to see who I can connect to for funsies.
Yep.
Yeah. See how far this chain goes.
I got a quick one already.
You got a quick one? Who is it?
I can connect you, okay, from Magic Johnson, because you met him and, oh, you didn't dunk on him, but you met him.
I did meet Magic Johnson.
You can meet Kobe Bryant.
Kobe Bryant.
You get to Kobe Bryant.
I'm basically best friends with Kobe.
Yes.
I basically was best friends with Kobe Bryant.
But then again, you know, you have also met Brian Aldridge.
Yeah.
Who has met so many other people.
There's also, I went to school at Robinson, who I had a teacher there who was named Mrs. Hand.
Okay.
Who had a lot of students, and one of her students was this girl named Kaylee, who I am friends with. And Kaylee is one of the favorite of my friends to my mother, Melissa. So we can go all the way around, and I am by 6 degrees connected to Melissa.
Woo.
Yeah. Yeah.
Lovely.
All right. So, you know, we have a few notable ones. We got a few random ones. But like I said, you know, when you haven't been on tours, and when you didn't do shows in Michigan, and when you aren't consistently opening for large rooms of people, and when you don't have the social media handle Brian Aldridge at Brian Aldridge Comedy.
Aldridge Comedy.
Or when you don't do anything of those nature, it's a little hard to get the 6 degrees of connection. So hopefully that gave you more, as the co-host, hopefully that gave you more perspective and how hard our producer works.
I know.
To keep this show running.
Works very hard.
Works very hard. Extremely hard. All right. So, just to go back through everything, we did decide that we would want to know all the languages. We did decide we would go forward in time, get rich. We'll watch musicals from now on. We'll teleport. And we disagreed on the Italian versus Mexican food. We figured out if I can connect to famous people, which I can, because I'm me. We also can connect me to my mom in about 6 degrees. Takes a while to get there. Pretty distant.
Your mom by law.
Do you have anything that you want to finish this show with? Any words of inspiration? Any connections that you want to make? Any final thoughts as our auditioning co-host who will soon be the co-host of Cozy Room when it is hard launched by Carlina Kimber, the one and only host of Family by Law. That being said, do you have anything that you want to finish this out with?
Okay, so before I finish this out, I have a request from you guys. Please let us know if you would pick Mexican food or Italian food. And besides that, I would like to tell you guys to really, really...